Dozens of alleged members of one of Syracuse's most notorious gangs are off the street following Operation Bricktown. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's the first series of arrests in an initiative from the Attorney General's office to get drugs off the streets.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman came to Syracuse yesterday to announce the arrest of more than 50 individuals with 370 crimes, ranging from drug dealing to murder conspiracy charges. Many of the individuals are allegedly members of the Bricktown Gang.
They have terrorized the south side of Syracuse for more than a decade. Today, we take a big bite out of that sort of terrorist activity.
Over the course of a year-long investigation led by the Attorney General's Organized Crime Task Force and Syracuse Police, authorities confiscated cocaine, heroin, drug paraphernalia, and several weapons, including one that had been involved in 13 shots fired incidents in Syracuse. Schneiderman believes it was a communal weapon passed from gang member to gang member.
It's good to have a weapon like that off the street. When you find a gun that's in use that much with the serial number obliterated, there's no possible legitimate use for that. This is the kind of thing that indicates the level of violence we allege in the indictment.
During Operation Bricktown, investigators also stumbled upon a couple of plots by gang members to murder a group of rival gang members in Syracuse, one of those members allegedly declaring it's wartime. This takedown is the first for the Attorney General's Surge Initiative. It's meant to target drug-dealing gangs who sell heroin and commit violence in suburban and upstate communities. This comes as an opioid epidemic continues to ravage many upstate New York communities. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.